Celebrating Ag Day on the Hill. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Speaker Harwell's the winner, officially.
For the second year in a row at Ag Day on the Hill at the state capitol, House Speaker Beth Harwell once again defeated Lieutenant Governor Ron Ramsey in the milking contest. Last year, they milked goats. This year, two dairy cows.
Last year, I think Beth did cheat just a little bit. This year, I'm not sure she did.
But I did.
But I do believe my cow been milked this morning. They said it had. That's fine with me. Whatever. But I'll tell you one thing. Just because of this, I'm not turning my man card. I promise you I'm not, okay? Your turn, Beth.
Well, thank you, Ron. What a great sport. And listen, we're just so proud of the agriculture industry in this state, what it means for all of us, its economic impact, and they feed all of us. So we're grateful for this day. What a fun day on Capitol Hill.
Representative Andy Holt, the vice chairman of the House Agriculture and Natural Resources Committee, organized the Ag Day on the Hill event, and that included a large display of farm animals just outside of Legislative Plaza, and on the inside, various booths from the state's ag organization sharing the story of our most important industry.
And it's still hard for a lot of people, I think, to fathom that milk comes from this animal. Eggs still come from a chicken. You know, there's just no replacement for our basic agricultural commodities, and we're doing all we can here at the General Assembly to make sure that we'll have those in perpetuity here in the state of Tennessee.
Well, as part of Ag Day on the Hill, the House Ag Committee heard testimony from Tennessee's Commissioner of Agriculture, Julius Johnson, and from 4-H and FFA members. They also presented a joint House and Senate resolution honoring the Tennessee Farm Bureau's longtime Director of Communications, Bettis Reed, for his many years of service to the ag industry.
It's very humbling to receive something like this for the work that you do and what you're doing. I would have done it regardless of anything other than this, but yes, it's a very humbling experience to receive this from your peers.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.